providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing our focus a bit more broadly on markets. I am chatting with Chris Temple, founder and editor of the National Investor. Now, Chris, what I want to do with you here is look ahead, almost past the election, and weigh how the different outcomes of this U.S. election could impact different sectors. First, we'll start off with the broad averages. Now, whether we have a Trump victory or a Biden victory or a flat-out blue wave that just sweeps the election, I think we can expect different policies from the government, which will carry over to different market reactions. Now, some things will be the same, but I think there most likely will be some pretty key differences and some key sector winners then. Chris, give us a little synopsis. First and foremost, in terms of U.S. markets, how these different outcomes will play into trading moves, please.
Well, look, as far as the stock market generally, I've got a commentary that's actually from my upcoming issue this weekend that I'm going to share with the broader public, put on my website this weekend, that will actually have a link as well to both this conversation as well as the one I did earlier in the week with our mutual friend Trevor Hall. But the big picture, Corey, is that neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden is Fed chairman. And who the Fed chairman is and what the Fed policy is, as always, is the biggest driver of several for what's going to happen in the markets. And we know that that pretty much is full speed ahead. Secondly, as I'll be writing, you know, when you get right down to it, despite the often hysterical and very polarized left versus right, Trump versus Biden thing that goes on here, there's not going to be a great deal in a broad sense that's going to change, unless, of course, the Democrats sweep everything. Then you will see Biden, who will govern as the establishment man and centrist that he's been for half a century, nearly. You know, not this left-wing kook that the Trump campaign ads make him out to be necessarily. You're not going to see a whole lot change. Some things will at the margins, some industries will be doing better, some worse, but the big picture is not going to change. And frankly, what I'm seeing more and more in recent days is that the stock market will be overjoyed, not if Trump wins versus Biden, but if we get to the morning after Election Day, and even though there will still be ballots to count, we have a decisive winner. That seems to be occupying the markets as much as who is going to win. And whether anybody likes it or agrees with it or not, the idea may not happen. We'll find out. But at least for now, the idea that Biden is going to win by a decisive enough margin so as not to have a protracted struggle is making the stock market happy, all else being equal.
That is fair. But what, you think a Trump victory, or at least if Trump started to take the lead in the polls, that would cause this uncertainty? Would that be simply because maybe we won't have a sweep in terms of one party leading both factions of government?
Well, that might happen. Well, it remains to be seen. What the market will not respond well to is if we have after Election Day, and I still lean this way personally, though we don't know yet what's going to happen until it does. But if the market sees that we're going to have a number of days or weeks where there's a photo finish, both sides claim victory, both sides sue the other side, we have more civil unrest, we have more indecision as far as what's going to happen because of all of that stuff with any near-term help as far as fiscal measures, all of those things, Corey, are going to upset the apple cart. But right now, you've got so much liquidity, so much hopium, so much of an attitude that even if you do have competing headlines, today we're going to have a stimulus. No, we're not going to have stimulus after all. We're going to do it piecemeal. well, okay, we're going to do a piecemeal, but that piecemeal has got to be part of an ultimately larger plan. It's all becoming just partisan noise that the market is looking past. Again, they may be proven wrong. That may be too overly optimistic, but right now it doesn't matter. Everybody seems to believe that whether it's now, next week, after the election, after the administration comes in, we're going to get massive fiscal stimulus at some point, and nobody is willing to bet against that right now.
Fair enough, though, right? Don't you think we are going to get massive fiscal stimulus no matter who gets in?
Of course.
It just might be directed at different areas?
Yeah, I mean, the only difference is, as I alluded to and as you just suggested, are going to be some industries will do better than others. You know, if you have Biden win, you will see, for instance, a little bit more of an aggressive push in the direction of subsidies and policies that will encourage electric vehicle and battery production and, you know, the production and refining and whatnot of those things within our own borders needed for all of that. Not that that's not going to happen under President Trump, and not that it isn't happening under President Trump. It is. But you would see more emphasis on those and a de-emphasis on fossil fuels. One of the things I would dearly love to be able to tell people to do right now is to buy some of the pipelines, the MLPs, the integrated energy companies, that they pop one day and give it right back the next. You don't know which direction things are going to go. If you had this blue wave, just for sake of discussion, on Election Day, and the Democrats get the House and the Senate, as well as Biden winning the presidency, I don't care how cheap some of these good companies, the integrated oil companies, the Exxons, the Chevrons, the BPs, the Master Limited Partnerships, the refiners, they're cheap now, they'll get a whole lot cheaper. And I hope they get really annihilated, because after they do, I'd be telling people to buy them. But very definitely, if Joe Biden has both a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate that he's got to be dealing with, he will be pulled to some extent to the left on those things when, if he has, just again for sake of discussion, Republican Senate that he still has to deal with, he will, you know, be governing quote from the middle.
Okay, but I guess that whole thing is undoubtedly, or it seems like some of those stocks could get hit if that blue wave comes in, even if Biden does get pulled a little bit more into the center, then they could bounce back. Do you think that's why we've seen this massive run in clean energy and solar energy ETFs recently, is because of this bit more expectation that there might be a blue wave?
Oh, of course. I think that goes without saying that you've got people sniffing that kind of an outcome out. So those sectors are rallying. I think for some of them, it's a little bit ridiculous fundamentally, but hey, so's the market generally when you look at different stuff. I mean, yesterday, just to give you an example about how goofy things can be when you've got too much money out there and people with more money than brains, and today this is what our scenario is, and they throw away some money at it. One of the stocks on my recommended list, Corey, the symbol is AGE on a New York Stock Exchange. I looked at it Wednesday afternoon, it's 80 cents. Yesterday morning, it's nearly $4. Hit the open. It traded over 300 million shares on the day when it only has a little under 40 million shares outstanding. No news, no nothing. As it turns out, somebody on this new Robinhood trading platform decided to pump it and talk about it. And this particular player on Robinhood's got several thousand people to follow, and everybody just went crazy. And I was looking at some of the chats afterward. Somebody saying, well, they bought it too late, they saw it running and bought it, now they've lost thousands of dollars. And this person, like most of them buying it, has utterly no idea what the company even does. They're just chasing the momentum and the noise. That's the whole market today, to one extent or another. So, you know, yeah, thematically, does it make sense that some of the green energy stocks and so forth are going to do well? Of course it does. Solar is a stretch still, especially with some of the valuations there, because solar, unlike nuclear energy, unlike the theme with the electric vehicle industry, as it rapidly is moving to a place where it's going to be economical, There's just not the substance there, with, in my opinion, at least with solar, there never has been.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. Just a quick comment regarding these Robinhood traders. I think no matter who wins, there will be spending packages that put more money in individuals' pockets. Does that mean we are now, for the foreseeable future, we don't know how long these spending packages will last, but that we are going to be living in an environment where Robinhood traders can move stocks that much?
Well, at least in this case they did, but individual stocks, yes. I mean, you know, it's... And this gets into more nuances over the whole regulatory system too, though, Corey, because if you had, and again, we're just talking out loud, we're just trying to put on our, you know, different game theories of what the probabilities is of any number of things, depending on the election outcome. One of the things that would be negative if you had a Democrat sweep is that you would see revived efforts to have everything from what has been known for years in academic circles as a Tobin tax, where there would be taxes on transactions relating to stocks and to Wall Street, could come in any number of forms. That is one of the pet projects and on the wish list of the far left and the social justice warriors and whatnot, the class warriors. Something that I have to admit I am not 100% opposed to if it was done in the right way. This speaks more to the very nature of our system, however, where the fractional reserve system and the casino that Wall Street has been made that enables it, they kind of reinforce one another. You know, this has led to the stratification of wealth in our society. So, yeah, the Robin Hood platforms are nice, and at least in that sense, supposed to be, you know, democratic and open up trading to the little guy, but there's a lot of risks involved there. So I would not put it past the government, if you had everything in Democrat Party hands, to throttle a lot of this activity, which in one sense morally makes sense, because some of this silliness in trading shouldn't be happening. We should be basing things on fundamentals and on real-world economic activity. But it could throw the stock market and a lot of these trading platforms for a loop. So that's one of the outliers out there that most people aren't understanding or talking about, but it's something that's possible, that you could see a halt put to a lot of the goofier trading and trading regimens out there if you had a Democrat Party sweep, and that would not be good in some ways.
All right, let's move on to another sector, actually two sectors that are pretty related here. We'll talk about the U.S. dollar, which is continuing to fade here, had that little bit of a bounce, and the precious metals. Gold had a good end to the week, but when it comes to the different outcomes for the dollar and precious metals, how do you see it playing out depending on who gets in?
Well, I'll tell you, the dollar in recent days, especially after it made that rounding bottom, that inverse head and shoulders within it, classic breakout, and it just died. It just ran out of gas. And, two problems with the dollar's rally. Problem number one, technically, it ran out of gas. But fundamentally, again, the mindset of the market for the moment is that, number one, everything is going to be held together by the Fed. We're going to get fiscal stimulus later. So there is utterly no risk off trade to help support the U.S. dollar right now. That what little bit of that we had a few weeks back, that's a distant memory now for the market. The other thing more fundamentally is the market is looking at it is that whatever the outcome of the election, and especially if Biden wins and a Democrat sweep, right or wrong, everybody says that is going to translate into a weaker dollar, because we'll have even bigger deficits than we have right now, more fiscal spending, a weaker economy, the Fed, on hold with interest rate policies until the Indians win the World Series, like I quipped a while ago, we can't use the Cubs anymore. So now it's the Cleveland Indians, who are the longest team, without a World Series win. And that's going to continue to put downward pressure on the dollar. So as you and I are recording this, We're just about at, if not slightly below, the level at which the dollar index broke out, which is about 93 and a third or so on the dollar index, 93 and a third to 93 and a half. If we break below that, then you open up the downside again for the U.S. dollar, and it's not a coincidence that as that is happening, gold is about to break above where its resistance has been lately, around 1925. If you had a strong close above that, then gold all of a sudden has a chance to go right back higher and maybe even between now and Election Day challenge the old highs. We'll see. So technically very, very important points for both the dollar and gold.
All right. One final question that I want you to answer here, Chris, deals with tech companies. We keep on hearing murmurs of the government going after these tech companies, splitting up big tech. Do you think the Democrats go after tech much harder if they get in, if there is a blue wave?
If there's a Democrat sweep, no question about it. You know, the Republicans, by and large, even though both parties, and keep in mind, they're both, we're talking about establishment party A and establishment party B. So you have to understand that the majority of what you hear on most anything is a scripted circus for our consumption, you know, and people see that on in other segments on this website. I won't mention any names, but you have a scripted left versus right circus. So look, the Republicans on the Judiciary Committee that came out with their report early this last week on Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google, they don't want to go as far as to break up those companies, require the breakup, as the government did once upon a time with the old Ma Bell telephone company. If you get a Democrat sweep, there will be an effort to break up the four of those. So that would be something that people would have to understand as a risk with those companies specifically, and maybe with the broader NASDAQ generally. And it's one of the reasons why, despite how everything looks like it just wants to continue this across the board melt up and, you know, just party on, nothing to worry about, if you did have a Democrat sweep and people started to digest the implications of that, you could get that first brief sharp correction in stocks, especially in the tech stocks led by those big names going down, before you had a resumption of the broader move up, which would probably, you know, if we get a Democrat sweep, you know, you'd want to favor the cyclicals, the industrial metals, infrastructure, and you know, that type of thing.
All right, Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks for that more or less comprehensive update on some of the major markets that could be impacted and some of the differences we are going to see depending on who gets in. But it's going to be messy until we get to that time, and potentially, I think, very likely to be messy even after the election with either party fighting it, particularly Trump, if he is going to hold true to some of his threats he's made if he does not get reelected. But we'll see how it all plays out. We are going to be slaves to the news and headlines up until that time. Chris, great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.